Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You are listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today we're going to hear from Katie Dreyer, Youth Services Librarian at the Pella Public Library, to recap the Children's Summer Reading Program that's closing out today. All right, well, Katie, we're going to be talking about the Summer Reading Program, which is wrapping up here pretty soon, tomorrow. And how did it go this year?
Fairly well. We've had a great turnout for kids who participated in the program. Lots of prizes are still getting handed out yet today. We've been very busy. We started something new this year with our experience prizes for those kids that finished the program early and wanted to kind of continue to read for the summer. So we have our experience prizes, and those are filling up really fast. We've had about 150 kids who have signed up for those. So that drawing will be held on Friday. So those of you that are still reading for summer reading program experience prizes, those entries do need to be in tomorrow evening, the 31st, by 9 p.m.
All right. And for those people who don't know, talk about what the summer reading program involved this year.
The summer reading program theme this year was Dream Big, so it was all about nighttime animals and then also dreaming big and having the kids think about what they want to become when they grow up. And so this year for us, we typically have the program the same for the last couple of years, so it's easy for parents and kids to kind of remember. But for us, our program entails 5 hours of reading to receive a prize for the grade school kids, and then it changes for the early literacy and the Read to Me program. But it's 5 hours of reading for the grade school kids for three prizes.
And it wasn't just all about reading. There were some presentations as well.
Correct. We had Dan Wardell from Iowa Public Television, which is a favorite program for here in Pella. He was here in early July. We also had Lake Red Rock come out, and then Pella Wildlife Company came out and kind of talked about bats and different and other nighttime animals.
Now, with school starting up soon, do you find that the kids who are involved in the program are more excited than your average kid about going back to school because they've kept their mind jogged throughout the summer?
No, I think the kids are excited for to go back to school. Those kids who have kept up with their summer reading, they won't have that lag at the beginning of the year. They kind of say it's about three to five to six, probably sometimes 6 weeks, that kids are relearning everything that they've lost over the summer. So those kids that have kept up for the summer reading program, they're just that step up, or they've kept their reading level at the same. So they are excited for school to start.
Do you find that the people who participate in the program are they the kids who love reading all the time regardless of the program, or is it the kids who see this program and then they read because of it, or is it a mixed bag?
It's kind of a mixed bag. Some kids really like to read, and so they're going to read anyway. Some kids, their parents, you know, kind of bring them in and they pick it up, but then they start to realize that they do enjoy it and maybe not maybe pick up another book. I like the kids who are struggling or who don't necessarily like to read, because that gives me a challenge to try to find them that book that will really grab them and want to continue to read. Some kids, it just takes that one book before they realize that this is a great thing to do.
Have there been any big hits over the summer, any books that were really popular?
You know, this year there really weren't too many that were really popular. For the older kids, The Hunger Games, that's still going on, and that's actually pretty popular now with adults too. But for that grade school age range, we really didn't have anything, you know, that title we actually had to have. Iowa Children's Choice is a big thing with the kids at Jefferson School, and so those would probably have been our books that really didn't stay on the shelf very long.
Yeah, I know a lot of those grade school kids really enjoyed the presentation from Tracy Spry about night animals. I came in for a little bit of that, and she brought in some sound of the animals and had them close their eyes, and they really seemed to enjoy it.
They did. Anything that the animals are a big draw for kids. I think kids like to, you know, experience what animals do and hear the different sounds, and we're very lucky to have Lake Red Rock right next to us, and I'm able to have them come in and do that. But yeah, it is very neat when they can do the sound with technology and iPods and iPhones, and to have that sound come through, it's great.
So do you have any advice for kids who are going to be in school to try and keep them not just reading for school, but reading for their own enjoyment throughout the rest of the year?
You know, it's just a matter of coming in and grabbing that book. Feel free to stop by my desk, and I will help you find that book that you're looking for. We have a new shelf that sometimes kids stop at first, but there are some oldies and goodies in the stacks, and so we can try to help find whatever you're looking for.
So when do you guys start your preparations for the next year's summer reading program? Does that start almost immediately?
It does. The state offers workshops, and those will be held, I think, in November. I go to those. So it starts to go into November. Actually, just today I looked to see what the theme was for next year because I was trying to figure out something. So sadly, it actually does start pretty much right after this one goes into the books.
All right, well, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Youth Services Librarian at the Pella Public Library, Katie Dreyer, about the Children's Summer Reading Program holding its last day today. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.